This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Mark Williams. He is an esteemed automotive journalist and publisher, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. So we're going to get all the latest and maybe some sneak peeks into tomorrow when it comes to pickup trucks and pickup truck technology. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, he's one of our oil experts. Dan Watson will be sliding up to the microphone, and Dan is going to be talking about transmission oil, something that gets a little bit overlooked these days, and with so many different manufacturers using these gearboxes with loads and loads of gear. You know, both the Ford and General Motors collaborated on a 10-speed gearbox, but there are 9 speeds out there, 8 speeds, and who knows what's around the bend, but they all require special care. So we'll get that inside from our lubrication specialist in hour number two. Also coming up on the program, we've got some cool trivia questions to throw at you, and whoever gets the answer to the trivia question will win a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Right now, let's go out to sunny California and bring forth one of my favorite guys in the automotive world, esteemed automotive journalist, an alumnus like myself of Motor Trend, where he not only worked on the Motor Trend side, but he ran the Truck Trend side of the fence. These days, you can find him under the umbrella of Cars.com, and in particular at PickupTrucks.com. It's my pleasure to welcome Mark Williams back to Auto World. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, Bob, and it's wonderful to hear your voice. You sound great.
Thank you. I'm still kind of walking on eggshells, but I had some pretty major surgery not that long ago, and the only way to go is up, and that's what it's great to hear someone like yourself remind me that I don't sound quite as bad as I have been over the last couple of years.
Well, you've got a lot of people thinking about you quite a bit and pushing for you to stick around for a long, long time. I think our industry needs people like you. So please, please do everything you can to stay as healthy as possible.
Thank you, my friend. I understand a little bit earlier today you were at a car show. Whereabouts in Southern California was it?
Yeah, so in Pasadena. I think maybe you've been to the Car Classic before at the Art Center College of Design here in Pasadena.
Yeah.
They have a very celebrated alumni, innumerable car designers that have come out of that place. But they have their annual Car Classic. This year was, I think, Italian and French design. So not a lot of pickup trucks, as you might imagine, but still very, very cool to walk around and see some of the beautiful machines they have.
And that is certainly one of the top, if not the top, school when it comes to automotive design. I know there are 3 or 4 of them out there, but when you look around at the roster of the major manufacturers, you'll find that the vast majority seem to come out of that school right there in Pasadena.
Yeah, that's very true. And a lot of them had a chance to talk with Tom Peters, who was there, who obviously designed the last Silverado and also the current generation Corvette. He was there showing a couple of concepts, and Faraday had some very interesting concepts that they've only shown to small audiences there as well, too. So I'm not exactly sure why they're picking this design car show to show the stuff off to, but just looking around at the audience, certainly Jay Leno was there, a couple of other celebrities that I probably don't need to mention were there as well, too. So I'm sure there was some gawking and shopping going on at the same time.
That's a very interesting assignment when you stop and think about it, to be the designer of this seventh generation Corvette. I've interviewed Tom a number of times, and he's a very interesting gentleman. If you had to pick somebody out of a lineup, which is the Corvette designer, he would probably be your last choice. And now, being given the assignment of redesigning the Silverado, again, it's not unlike the Corvette. We're talking an iconic vehicle for a different audience.
Yeah, you've got to be very careful when you're dealing with something that already has a very rabid and established group of people that love that truck. The idea of redesigning it, and I imagine that's not very different than redesigning a Corvette or maybe a 911 or some other very iconic-looking vehicle. You have to be very careful not to make the people that like it now angry and not push people away who might not be interested in it at this point. So, yeah, I would assume that's one of the more dangerous jobs to actually accept.
Yeah, it's challenging and dangerous at the same time, but with someone as talented as Tom, I'm sure he was up to the task. Tell our listeners a little bit more about Faraday. That's a company we don't talk a whole lot about here on the show, but this is a company that's trying to get its foothold here in North America.
Yeah, they're really pushing their technology angle. I'm trying to think. I think it was at CES that they did a big car reveal at the beginning of the year, which was unusual because we don't see that many big automotive reveals at a computer electronics show. That usually happens at the Detroit International Auto Show. But they're trying to push the limits maybe in a similar fashion to how Tesla is trying to push the limits. The vehicles that they had on display at the Car Classic, one was a minivan-looking thing that was six passenger, has some very clever storage and passenger and cargo details inside. And then they also had a kind of a high performance F1 looking race car that clearly is supposed to imply that they've got some supercar credentials in their belt as well. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they approach maybe not just the media, but the North American car market in general, because in a lot of ways we're very price sensitive to the vehicles that we want to purchase, but also we're very, shall I say, intolerant sometimes if people make promises and can't deliver. So that's always a very thin line that you have to walk if you're going to try to do something new to automotive consumers.
So true, Mark, and the Consumer Electronics Show in the last few years has very much developed into a pseudo car show, and a lot of manufacturers tend to exhibit there. There have been a number of unveilings concurrently with the Detroit show. I know the Ford Focus Electric being one of them, and Henrik Fisker, the noted designer from BMW and Aston Martin, and of course his own failed car company Fisker and the Fisker Karma. He's going to have a new vehicle with some folks that he's now aligned with. I believe it's a Chinese company, and it's got a perfect name for CES. It's E, you know, like electricity, E-motion.
Well, sometimes some people are saying half the battle is picking the right name, and it sounds like he's got a pretty good head start on that.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the Nissan Frontier for 2018, the Midnight Edition. We'll see what Mark has to say about that, and we'll also talk about the upcoming Ford Ranger and lots more right here as Auto World continues across North America. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I hope everything is going well in your life. My name is Bob Long, and I'm broadcasting across North America via GCN, around the world at GCNlive.com. And just to point out something that was just said in one of the commercials that hopefully you guys heard, J.C. Whitney is doing something really special, and they're trying to reward our listeners here on Auto World with a pretty decent discount. I mean, you got to spend $100, but if you do spend $100, you can get 20% off just by putting the code BL radio in that box. So if you've got something that you want to buy for a holiday gift for somebody, this is going to run to the end of the year, too. But definitely check it out at GCNLive.com. We've got Mark Williams with us, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. Lots of cool things to talk about, but one that caught my eye right at the homepage is you've got some really, really good pictures of the 2019 Ford Ranger, including some suspension bits. How'd you pull that one off, Mark?
Well, I could tell you how we pulled that off, but then I would have to kill you, so I'm not going to go that route. We have our spy shooters out and about all over the place. We usually have a pretty good idea on exactly where their test routes are. Engineers are, if nothing else, very predictable in how they want to do their testing, so they usually use the same routes over and over and over again. So we usually have a pretty good idea whether it's in Death Valley or whether it's in the UP in Michigan or whether it's out in Arizona. We have a pretty good idea about where they'll be and around what time of year they'll be there. But the newest one, just like you say, the big one that we're waiting for is the Ford Ranger that they're going to bring into the U.S. to compete against the Chevy Colorado and the Toyota Tacoma, which are both selling like gangbusters lately. So, so our spy shooters were out there. We're able to get some drive-by shots. Obviously, they usually move pretty quick when we start lifting up the cameras and pointing it in their directions. But sometimes we catch them when they have to do their bathroom breaks or stop for lunch, and we're able to take a quick shot underneath and look at the suspension or maybe even inside and see what changes they've made to the interior. So it's pretty interesting. They usually are pretty good when they see us around the vehicles, but we do have to be careful because we know that their jobs are basically to keep a very low profile when they're out testing, so we try to respect that as well.
So, Mark, looking at some of those suspension pieces, what do you see, and tell us what you expect this Ranger to run on. It looks like there's some incarnation of leaf springs involved. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, everything we're hearing is that the new Ranger that we're going to have here in the U.S. market is going to be very similar to what Ford currently has as their global Ranger platform that has proved to be very, very popular in Australia in particular. They're selling every one they can make there. But that is a leaf spring suspension, independent front suspension. We're guessing it's probably going to have around, 1,300 or 1,400 pounds of payload capacity in the bed, and they'll probably do the same thing that Chevy has done with the Colorado in offering maybe a bed that's both a 5.5-foot long bed as well as a 6.5 or even 7-foot long bed as well, too, for people wanting something like that. I'm sure they'll offer a crew cab, and they'll probably offer some kind of super cab configuration as well, too. The thing we have seen, but we're not sure if it's going to come to the U.S., are the long box regular cab configurations, which I'm guessing a lot of small businesses would probably like in their commercial fleets. So that might be an interesting point when they eventually do come to the U.S. to separate themselves from the other mid-sized pickup truck makers in this segment.
Yeah, that could be a wise move indeed. And, of course, Ford is so into the EcoBoost technology, the only one that, they all have it across the line. I was going to say the Mustang is pretty much the last bastion of the 8 form in both the GT and the Shelby GT350 and GT350 KR, some of the larger trucks you can still get the V8 engine. But Ford is doing quite well and very much behind these engines, 2.7 liters, 3.5 liters. What do you think we'll see? A number of different choices here with the Ranger?
Yeah, I think again, Ford has been watching General Motors very, very closely. The little 2.8 liter Duramax diesel engine that they've made available in the Chevy Colorado and the GMC Canyon, they've been selling every single one they can make. They're essentially constrained by the number of those small little diesel engines that they can kind of section off for that mid-sized pickup truck platform. But it seems to be a huge success. You get a bunch of torque. You get improved fuel economy. And it's got a great little sound when you're driving around town. So I'm sure the new Ranger is also going to have some kind of nice little diesel for that pickup truck when it comes out. But quite possibly a powerful little four-cylinder engine, as well as maybe a V6 engine as well, too. I mean, maybe we'll see a performance package on this mid-sized pickup truck that Ford brings out that could, you know, kind of make us think back to all the little sport trucks we used to have running around. You can get a little EcoBoost V6 putting out hundreds of horsepower on a little, you know, light mid-sized pickup truck platform. That could be a lot of fun with the right suspension and tires.
So true. Absolutely. Here's another review that you've done recently. This one is on the 2017 Chevrolet Colorado, the big hit from General Motors, the midsize truck. And this one is a ZR2. Tell us a little bit about the ZR2. I've not driven the ZR2. I've driven the regular Colorado. And certainly when you take a look at the regular base Colorado versus this one, it's a lot more rugged. It's a lot more, let's get down to business.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. This is kind of Chevy's re-entry back into the serious off-road market. They've taken a little bit of a break. Maybe not. If you ask them, they think they've made some pretty impressive off-road vehicles. But with the lifted suspension on this Chevy Colorado ZR2, with the bigger wheels and tires, the big cutouts and better approach and departure angles, the completely unique four-wheel drive transfer case system, as well as these absolutely incredible, and this is the standout technology here, absolutely incredible suspension system they have on this in the form of Multimatic DSSV shock absorbers. I think I've got the name right, but it's instead of the disc valving that every other shock absorber uses, essentially, they're using spool valves, which allow them to do some very incredible and detailed tuning with that shock absorber. So it's incredibly stable at high speeds on pavement, but also just does some magical things when you're off-road or blasting down the desert.
Got to hear more, and we will, with Mark. He's going to hang with us. Mark Williams, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Mark Williams is with us, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of PickupTrucks.com. It's from the family of products offered by Cars.com. And Mark, before we go back talking about the 2017 Chevrolet Colorado ZR2, why don't you tell folks a little bit more about PickupTrucks.com, what kind of things you offer there, and some of the compelling reasons that folks should take a look at it.
Well, we make no apologies on our website. We like pickup trucks, so we're not trying to criticize them, although there are things certainly to criticize about pickup trucks, but we'll do that in different ways. We'll basically on the website do just about anything as long as it's related to a pickup truck. So we might do a story about a brand new model coming out from Ford. We just had the State Fair of Texas, where all the manufacturers that make pickup trucks put on these huge displays and try to show off all the great things that they're doing with pickup trucks. But that also gives us an opportunity to take a closer look at these vehicles, do some videos, and see where might they do a better job in the next iteration. So we'll write stories about that too. You know, the five things that Toyota should improve on the next generation Tundra. And maybe just limiting it to five, it would be difficult, but we can pretty much do that with any of the manufacturers as well too. But we'll do stories as long as there's some kind of angle that touches on, a pickup truck, whether that's an actual vehicle that somebody has built themselves, or whether that's a manufacturer that wants to, come out with a brand new trim package that they think is really going to appeal to a lot of people. We'll write about it all and then present it to anybody who's interested.
And you definitely should check it out, folks, because there's all kinds of wonderful information right at PickupTrucks.com, and it's 100% free. Going back just for a moment here on the the ZR2 rendition of the Chevrolet Colorado. Which particular engine combination do they have in this vehicle, Mark? Do they offer a couple of different alternatives?
Yeah, so we were talking before about the little diesel that they offer in the regular Colorado. They've also made that available in this ZR2. So this is their tricked-out trim package dedicated for people who kind of imagine they're going to need that extra off-road capability. And for those people who understand torque, if you're doing rock crawling, torque is an absolutely great thing. If you're doing any towing out to the backcountry or out to the desert or up trails, that low-end torque is going to be great for that ZR2 as well. But you can also get a 3.6-liter gas engine that they make available on all Colorados and Canyons as well. So you get your choice. You can get a diesel or you can get the gas engine as well, both with the same transmission. So you get a 6-speed in both of them. But the 8-speed is going to be made available in this ZR2 and the Colorados in general coming up, if not late next year, certainly for the 2019 model year.
Absolutely. Another thing we should point out for folks, if you're in the market right now for a new or certified pre-owned or a used truck, you can go right to cars.com and put in one make or multiple makes, multiple models, the area in which you're willing to travel for that model, and you can put in a price range. And this is very cool. It seems like there are more and more places that there are car buying sites out there each and every day. And to me, it makes much more sense just to go to your pickuptrucks.com normal homepage where you're checking out all the news. And at the same time, you can be looking around at potential offerings. So kudos to you on doing that, Mark. It's amazing how many of these car buying services have popped up. My friend Scott Painter there, he started, of course, True Car, and to great success. Before that, he started Cars Direct and sold that at great success. And now he's got a new, brand new one. And I'm saying to myself, like, Scott, why don't you try something different? But then again, if the formula works.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad he's not taking business advice from you then. So, yeah, as long as he's doing the same thing, he'll be fine.
Very good. You've also got an interesting piece up about how engines work, and this is part of a Truck 101 series that you're putting together, and lots of folks have no idea how engines work. They're just taken for granted, and I thought it was really great that you put this piece together.
Yeah, we try it. It's a regular column. It's just called Pickup Trucks 101. So it's basically an introductory class on different topics that affect maybe your next pickup purchase or maybe just your general knowledge about pickup trucks. So we'll do... we did one on suspensions. We did one on different types of tires. We did another one on, just basic maintenance you might want to think about. So they're all pretty much aimed at people who might not have a lot of experience or knowledge with cars in general, but pickup trucks specifically. And then we just try to walk them through some of the topics and the ideas to give them a little more background, to arm them with a little more knowledge when they're either talking to their friends or maybe they're talking to somebody who's trying to sell them a vehicle. The more knowledge we can put out there for the intro buyer as well as the intermediate buyer as well as the expert buyer, I think the better off everyone's going to be.
Couldn't agree with you more. Let's talk about something that you recently attended and seems to blow up more and more each and every year, and that's the Big State Fair in Texas, the 2017 rendition. And this has become very much like an auto show for the truck manufacturers. There are special edition trucks named after the state of Texas, and no question Texas is still the number one place for trucks, is it not, Mark?
Yeah, it's a big deal. I think the last statistic I saw was either 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 vehicles sold in Texas are a pickup truck. So with numbers like that, you can imagine why Ford and Chevy and Ram and Toyota and Nissan and even Honda are looking at the State Fair of Texas, which is essentially a whole fair, but there's a good chunk of it with these gigantic displays of just about every make and model that each of the pickup truck manufacturers make. So no matter what your interest is in a pickup truck, it's very likely that the model you're most interested in will be on display that you can look at and get inside of and poke around, all in one place. And the State Fair itself runs for almost 4 weeks. I think if this isn't the last weekend of it, next weekend might be the last weekend, but it basically runs from the end of September to the third or fourth week of October. So it's a big deal, obviously. It's right just outside Dallas at the fairgrounds there, and a very big deal because so many people are coming through it. And in fact, I think they promote the auto show portion of that state fair as having the largest total number of people that come through to see those automobiles of any automotive show, at least in the United States and maybe even the world. I mean, it's just millions of people who come through.
I can believe it. It is so popular and has risen so much in the minds of the car company executives. And there's an awful lot that goes into the presentation of these trucks, in addition to all the special Texas limited editions. Got a kick out of the one there. Seems to be named after the old Dallas television show. They had forklift, is that it?
South Fork.
That's close. It, South Fork.
South Fork. That's right.
Yeah, the next one, next year, will be my rendition. But this year, it's South Fork, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. When we come back, more about Texas State Fair and more about pickup trucks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We thank you very much for joining us each and every week at this very same time. If you have a question anytime, if you're listening to us in podcast or on demand or archive form, all you have to do is shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com, and we would love to answer any and all questions that you have. We're talking with Mark Williams, publisher of PickupTrucks.com, about the gigantic State Fair of Texas, as well as some of the other things going on in the truck world. Boy, Mark, it's amazing to take a look at all the special edition models coming out of that Texas State Fair. And it's amazing also to see the price no limit. It just seems like when Ford builds a Platinum, that's not good enough. They got to bring it up another notch. And they're not the only ones across the board.
No, that's exactly right. It's an issue that all the manufacturers are aware of. It seems like all of their premium top of the line trim packages are doing very well, but you're right to identify Ford. They just released the most expensive, and I think if you check all the boxes and you get all the options on the F450 new limited, so an F450 Super Duty limited edition, which is their brand new top of the line. They had the Platinum before, but now they have this above it. It's going to touch the $100,000 mark, which sounds absolutely ludicrous, but I'll tell you, in Texas, and you see this when you drive around that state, a $100,000 pickup truck is towing something that might be $250,000 worth of livestock in that trailer. So is that inappropriate? You know, for some people, no, that's no problem at all. They've got very, very valuable things they want to tow, maybe from one show or from one weight race to another, and they want to go in style, and a top of the line Ford Super Duty pickup truck is the way they want to do it in.
Mark, you've done some great job with some videos. Matter of fact, if you go to the homepage of PickupTrucks.com, you can check Mark out in video form telling us all about the 2018 Nissan Frontier Midnight Edition. I actually had this vehicle a while back, and I very much enjoyed it. Tell our listeners a little bit about this special edition from Nissan.
Yeah, a lot of the truck makers are doing this. They're creating these kind of customized trim packages that really separate your vehicle from the rest of the vehicles in that segment with these special color packages, special blackout editions, and Nissan is calling theirs, both for the Frontier and the Titan, their Midnight Edition. So it's got, glossy black aluminum wheels. It's got blackout bumpers. The door handles are blacked out. The rear view mirrors are blacked out. The color of the vehicle can be black, but you can choose other colors as well. But essentially, it just gives you that very monochromatic kind of stealth mode. I like to think that it's almost like a military invisibility, type of vehicle too. But it does separate you from the crowd when everyone else is riding on silver rims and, they have, big chrome front and rear bumpers and big chrome grills. I mean, to see everything blacked out really gives it a very dramatic look. And that's exactly what they're trying to do with these two vehicles, their Frontier midsize vehicle and then the Titan full size.
And it definitely is a smart marketing move. I can't believe it's 100 years of Chevrolet pickup trucks. As a matter of fact, they're celebrating that with 100 years with a special model called the Centennial. That must have been very popular at the Texas State Fair.
Yeah, they had a whole big brand new display set up for, they had a Centennial package, Centennial Edition Colorado on display and a Centennial Edition Silverado half ton on display as well too. And they've got, kind of custom retro classic badging both in the bed and on the grill and on the side of the vehicle, that really, harken back to the old Chevy emblems from, obviously not maybe from 100 years ago, but certainly 50, 60, and 80 years ago, they were using some of those exact same fonts that they've used on the lettering for this new special edition. Just another way to kind of separate your vehicle from the other vehicles, but also a wonderful thing for Chevy and General Motors to do to call attention to those guys who want something special that recognize the fact that these pickup trucks have been around for so long.
Tell us a little bit more about the Ram side of things. I see that they unveiled a Harvest edition as well as a Lone Star Silver edition. They both sound very important.
Well, the Lone Star Silver, just like you were talking about before, is a very Texas-dedicated edition, kind of paying homage to Texas in particular. So they've put together some of the more popular option and features that have been ordered from the different dealerships in Texas and put a very kind of price-value conscious, maybe that's not the right way to put it, but it's kind of giving you a lot of value for your dollar with that particular Lone Star Silver edition. And it's got some custom details in the chrome and in the grill. So again, it gives you that kind of special feeling. The Harvest edition, they're offering that across the entire lineup, $1,500. $2,500 and $3,500, and that kind of pays homage to the people in the agricultural part of the industry. So kind of middle America, maybe they have a farm, but they're offering it in I think it's in Case IH blue. I know I'm going to get this wrong. And New Holland red. In fact, it might be exactly the opposite. It might be Case IH red and blue and New Holland blue. But in particular colors that also the big tractors and commercial vehicles are sold in. So they've created some partnerships with the agricultural industry, and they're trying to partner up and create again something special for those particular people that work in that particular industry. But you mentioned before, we were talking about the Limited, but the Laramie Longhorn South Fork is their most expensive Ram. Showed this at the State Fair of Texas too, and checking off all the boxes, you can easily get into $85,000 for a big one-ton dually crew cab diesel engine with a heavy-duty transmission. So, but again, if you're towing something that's very important to you, that might be the exact vehicle you need.
So true. coming off the terrible tragedy at the Mandalay Resort in Las Vegas. I felt a little bad about Craig Jackson following up with his auction, but success as usual. And you've got a really cool piece up about Chevy trucks being auctioned at Barrett Jackson, and boy, there are some real tricked out ones.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, because we were struck by the same thing when we were talking about that. Sometimes timing can be your worst enemy, and sometimes timing can be, you know, provide you with the most amazing opportunity you can have. And it seems like the Barrett Jackson auction that they've had set up this past weekend in Las Vegas, they did very well. And also, I don't know how much time you were able to watch it, but it seemed like they were really paying homage in a lot of sense and paying respect to that tragic event, but also trying to be very respectful as well, too. But all that set aside, yeah, we did a story and we figured, well, why don't we just pull out the 10 most expensive Barrett Jackson Chevy pickup trucks that they've sold at auction. And some of them were last year, and some of them we had to go back more than 10 or 15 years back into the archives. But, you know, the most expensive one is just under $300,000, and even the least expensive one in our top 10 list was over $100,000. So these are very well-built, customized, and just impeccably detailed Chevy pickup trucks that if you have any kind of love for a classic Chevy pickup truck, it's worth a look just to take a look at these 10 absolutely amazing vehicles.
Yeah, some great pictures up. And all you have to do is log on to pickuptrucks.com and click on the story, which Chevy trucks auction for the most at Barrett Jackson. Got a quick question for you. It comes in from San Francisco, and I get a lot of electric vehicle questions from that neck of the woods. Kind of makes sense in certain ways, with Silicon Valley not that far off. But
sure. Yeah.
A gentleman, Peter, would like to know if Mark foresees the day of a hybrid or pure electric pickup truck.
Yeah, I think we're going to see one probably sooner than most people expect. They're not going to be cheap. I don't know if it's going to come from Ford or Chevy, or if it's going to come from somebody brand new. But there are several companies, kind of in the commercial transport business, that are playing with a midsize full electric pickup truck for a lot of industries that only do 50 or 60 mile routes. So they're coming. They're just going to be real pricey in the beginning.
Thank you, my friend, for a great hour.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.